All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days, our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's Direct Impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting and Mary Bartito, and you are listening to A Candid Conversation on the Direct Impact Podcast. Welcome, audience. Welcome, friends. We are so grateful to be with you. Today, we are talking about love bombing, and the title of this candid conversation is Love Bombing 101. What do we need to know?
Oh, I think there's a lot that we need to know. I think love bombing, like when we talk about narcissism, is one of those, again, pop psychology, big right now of understanding. But one thing that comes to my mind is how does breadcrumbing maybe lead up to love bombing, you know, or does it happen at the same time?
Oh, yeah. I feel like it depends on, again, the supply, the need. Like, what is the purpose? What is the goal of that particular individual or that individual's nervous system? Because they're also looking, their nervous system is looking to be in a state of homeostasis. And it is only in that state when it is in control and it feels like it's dominating another person's nervous system. And so I like to see it that way instead of like it having a face, like it being the person you might know, love, and care about. But yeah, I think it depends on the motive. And it depends on what stage and phase of the cycle you're in. And so there is a cycle that we look at, and breadcrumbing is part of the cycle. Love bombing is part of it, but love bombing usually happens early on in that cycle when they are trying to hook you, when they are trying to assert that they are going to meet your needs. And that's not really the goal. It's not really the aim, but they want to create this sense of safety.
Okay. Could you say that, like, love bombing, I think I recently read an article about it, was like kind of keeping you, like you said, little tense, like, oh, I'm going to text you today, but maybe in the next 3 days, I'm not going to text you. So what about love bombing? Is that more of like giving lots of compliments?
When it's usually lavish. When you talk about love bombing, I mean, of course, depending on the person's means and how they go about it, it's not always materialistic, but it's lavish and it feels intense and it feels somewhat overwhelming to someone who's securely attached to somebody who's healthy, maybe emotionally independent. It's like, whoa, stop. This feels unhealthy, right? Like it's lavish and it's over the top. Uncomfortable for the healthy person.
So what would like love bombing and breadcrumbing look like to the more insecure attachments, you know, especially if you're anxious, avoidant, you know, I feel like those attachments would like this attention, but then at some point, like there's that internal discernment that maybe it doesn't feel authentic or right, but maybe that person just doesn't know what it, about this doesn't feel right.
So for the avoidance, that's going to feel uncomfortable and it's going to feel false and it's going to feel, I think they would they would need to get far away from that. So they would feel that or maybe experience that as some form of intimacy, even though it's not, it's just intensity. But they might tend to move away from that, whereas an anxious and or preoccupied nervous system, an individual is going to be a moth to a flame. Okay. It's going to be like, oh my goodness, I am seen, I am understood, I am needed, and I am desired, and I am important. And you are filling all of the holes. Like you are telling me that what I believe about myself is not true. You know, so if you're carrying these wounds or negative core beliefs, this person starts to notice that and make you feel that they can help you heal. And it's obviously not true. It's not real, but how do you not gravitate towards that, right?
Because I mean, like, I think about it, like, as you're anybody is dating, you know, whether you're coming out of betrayal or not, it's nice to feel pursued, you know. So when you have somebody who is giving the breadcrumbs, the love bombing, even though we know, like I said, in the back of our minds, I think we're like, oh, this isn't right. It still feels nice. Where, like you said, like the moth to the flame, it's feeding this part of me that I have somebody who likes me, who is seeing me in these ways. And I think sometimes, right, the rose-colored glasses get on that we can't discern that. And when we do finally do that, it may be a little too late. And now we're kind of hurting ourselves. We're heartbroken, all of these things. So one
And you
question.
start to make excuses for the person hurting you, and you start to make it your fault. But that's the thing. That's the shift. And that's the thing with the anxious and preoccupied person is they start to believe that it is their fault that this is not happening anymore. So they seek it out even more and more, and they seek to better understand what is happening. Why are they pulling away? Why were they so loving and engaged? And all of a sudden they're removing, they're just like they're taking their love away. And you know, it's a very painful, it's a very painful thing.
So what would be some like 101 signs of you're being breadcrumbed, you're in the throes of being love bombing, so that way, you know, our listeners out there kind of have an idea of, okay, this is what I need to put my feelers out for.
Inconsistency. Inconsistency. Because, y'all, I'm not going to go into the definition of this, but please understand one of the most addictive things in this world is intermittent reinforcement. It is why social media has you hooked. It is why gamblers get hooked. Imagine the slot machine. And you are pulling it and pulling it and pulling it. And every time you get something different, but every now and then you hit the jackpot. Man, you will pull that thing sometimes hundreds of times just to get that one jackpot. Okay. This is what the narcissistic personality and the addicted, you know, individual. So this is what they're pros at. They don't even have to think about it. It's the breadcrumbs, the intermittent reinforcement that is so addictive. And it's, also a little bit of a hook there. And frankly, they experience that as them being powerful and in control. Because you can see how they are. It's like they get to choose when you hit the jackpot. They get to choose. And so that inconsistency is a massive red flag. It's like, well, last week you were this way, and this week something's different. And there's always an excuse. Oh, this, that, and the other. But your nervous system does notice that you feel kind of tugged around, pulled around in different directions. It might not be that you're in that cycle of crazy making yet or any type of abuse, but these are those early warning signs.
Now, when that happens, like that inconsistency, you would it be smart to call it out, or you know, what would be the way to communicate that to notice, oh, you know, like you said, you were this way last week and now this week you're not. So what would be the way to approach that?
I think it depends greatly on the relationship, the length of the relationship. So many different ways to approach that. And what I would say consistently is it's important to feel those feelings and express them. Do not withhold them. So to answer your question, yes, let them be heard, let them be expressed, because the reaction to your feelings gives you so much more information. And so if you pay attention to a red flag, you're grounded enough to express your experience, your needs, your feelings, and you pay attention to their response, you're going to know if this is a viable relationship or not. You don't have to label it anything. It's either viable or not.
No, and I think that's so important with the information because you're right that especially if you go into that self-blaming cycle, it's like, oh, it's my fault. But if the person doesn't respond or they react negatively or whatever, you're right, that says, okay, that's a lot about you, not
Or
me.
if then you go into the phase of crazy making,
Oh, okay,
where they make, yes, like you said, they make it about you, but it's this crazy, you don't know what you're talking about. That's not really happening. All of this, like, oh, thank you for that information. You know, I actually just came to you to say how I was feeling. I thought you could hold space for me. I was wrong. Thank you.
Oh, it's good information. And I think that's what I've seen too with my own clients of like information is just information. It's not good or bad. And I think that's an important aspect that, we need to take on that this is stuff that I'm taking and I'm trying to learn from, not, oh, well, this is the bad side of me. No, it's okay, you reacting like over dysregulated, that's not bad information. That says, okay, what is going on internally in me that makes me want to come back to you, who I know may not be the best person for me in my life.
And as you understand more and more about yourself, you can start to understand like what is going on in my nervous system, what is going on in my body, what, why do I feel obsessed? Why do I feel preoccupied? Why am I having a hard time focusing on the things that I need to accomplish without this other person's energy affecting me? So it's like, yeah, let's pay attention to that.
Okay, well, I hope this helps our listeners with some love bombing 101.
Be mindful of that love bombing, guys.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact. Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Eptine. Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. All right, guys, life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content, and we love offering it. But it's not free to create, only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.